Hello everyone, my name's Anouk.
And my name is Laura.
And we're the co-hosts of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
Welcome back. It's March. You might have received an offer from the university you applied to, or you might just be thinking of studying in the UK, but a next step could be now to start thinking about open days. In today's episode, we're covering everything open days related. So let's start right now.
Yes. So as Laura said, after doing a lot of research on universities, maybe even applying, you might want to get, you know, a feel for the university, know more about it, the campus, where the city, where it's located. Yeah. And a great way to do that is open days.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to start with why an open day?
Yep. So I feel like the open days are really good because they kind of help you maybe distinguish between universities. So yeah. I know that for us, we had like UCAS and we had five choices of universities. So five choices is quite a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. You can't do realistically. Okay. No, you might be able to do five different open days, but I would suggest maybe if you have your top three, then you focus on those top three because five is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, if you can do the five, you may as well. But the open days are really going to be helpful because they're going to help distinguish universities you're going to have your preferences, whether it's like, you know, the accommodation, what the campus looks like. I don't know, if you get a feel for the union, literally like student life, anything. And when you visit, you're able to experience that and then you can make a choice.
Yeah, I agree. And we were talking earlier about the feeling, love at the first sight. I think it pretty much applied to both my experiences. So actually, I've never visited University of Leeds before actually going to university. But what made me choose this university was all the the comments online. They were so good. And it was really true to the picture. But obviously, this could have turned a very different way. It could have been a very different scenario. But I definitely agree with the love at the first sight thing, because I also visited other universities and I had experience with two different universities, and one of them was like a big no. Mm-hmm. But before actually visiting university, I was like so happy about going and I was so excited about uni, and then the open day literally told me this wasn't a good option, like at least for me, because I think that's always very specific to the person who's visiting the uni.
Yeah, I feel like pretty similarly, like I've got a pretty similar experience to that. I managed to visit all five universities, which was really nice.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. It was really good. And yeah, when I saw Leeds, honestly, I was like, this is the university for me. Because I don't know, I just loved the city. I felt like there was a great student life. The union was amazing. The accommodation seemed very modern. Because I had compared it to other universities, and like there was a double bed. Like it was just little details like
that. Trying to sell Uni of Leeds, but kind of.
Yeah. You know, honestly, it's like an amazing university. But I think visiting it definitely helped me distinguish between the universities, because when you think about it, you're probably gonna apply to similar courses. So what it comes down to at the end of the day is what the university is like and what the city is like, and that you can kind of, the main way to see that is by being there in person.
I completely agree. Like, so I applied to two different courses in general, but like I had friends that applied, like as well you applied for Comm and Media in general.
Yeah
so that's, yeah, I completely agree, because it kind of relates to some of the examples that I was talking with my friends. For example, they did engineering, they applied for the same course, but when I visited, for example, Leeds, because obviously like I'm talking about friends I met in Leeds, so they chose Leeds, so we kind of agree with the fact that this was the choice like on their list. Right after the open day, they were like, okay, that's actually the university I want to go for. So yeah, I agree, like sometimes it's just about feeling. Of course, you have, as you said, so many other factors that come into consideration, like accommodation, and we're going to talk about them, actually.
For sure.
Yeah.
And before as well, we deep dive into more, I also want to preface by saying that it's also okay if you don't visit the university. So for our masters, for example, we didn't visit the universities. Yeah. And I think we, you know, we're still like happy with the universities, and it's, I think it was fine. Like it was still what I expected. And I think if you can't visit the university, it's fine. Like it'll still be fine.
I completely agree. Even Uni of Leeds, they said I didn't go to the open day. I never visited Uni of Leeds. I just heard about it online. I was just following every single forum that was talking about University of Leeds, and they were really good, and the friendly aspect of the city was definitely mm-hmm. coming was put forward. But definitely there is no worries if you don't, if you can't visit the university. But at the same time, I always recommend, if it's an undergraduate degree, it's going to be 3 years. So as a master's degree, it's going to be only 1 year. So realistically, if you don't really like the campus, it doesn't really matter. It's a year, but sometimes 3 years, it's a lot. So yeah, make sure that at least you have a good picture of the university before actually starting your year.
Definitely. But yeah, so we're here to talk about open days, but obviously yeah. if you can't, it's fine. But now we'll share a bit more about open days. Yeah.
So first of all, what do you look for when you're doing the open day? I think that's kind of important. I think it's a mix between, as we said, the campus, the town. Is it far away from the town? Is it close to town? You were talking earlier about like a university you visited that was really far away from the city and you were a city person. So kind of just kind of factors that comes into consideration like when you're
Thinking, yeah. I think it's stuff that you might not think about when you're in high school, but having gone through it, it's something that we can advise you on. And I think, for example, I knew that you know, I like going out quite a lot, so if I'll be in the city, whether it's during the day or in the evening, I would rather walk home or be able to get a bus home, that, or get an Uber home and it not cost too much, for example. And the fact that we were able to have that with the University of Leeds was honestly ideal.
Yeah, I completely agree. Because like, there was this one university I applied to that was like my second choice. It was a very big campus, but a very small city. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I would have been really immersed, which I love being immersed in a student environment, but it was being only the student environment. Where University of Leeds, what was cool about it was that you had the, it's a massive part of your journey as like students, because it's full mm-hmm. of universities, but you also had the opportunity to work, so you like kind of immersed in the adult world as well. So I think that's kind of important, especially when you're going to come to your second, third year, like you're going to look for stuff, for example, getting a job, growing as an individual. So but that's, of course, depends, and that's why, like, open days are a good option, because it kind of gives you a good picture when you're visiting.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of other stuff to look out for, so I think the union's also quite big. So I know it varies between universities, but the union is usually, like, where a lot of the social events happen on campus. And so it's a great way to kind of, like, suss out and see if there's a good student life and that kind of stuff, because it does vary from university to university. I don't know which universities don't have a good student life, but I know Leeds had an amazing yeah. one, and when I did see the campus in the union in person, I was very impressed.
Yeah, I mean, it was the size of the campus.
I
was absolutely shocked. I grew up in, okay, my first city where I grew up in Nigeria was quite big, but then my second city in the south of France was so small, and then I was immersed in this, for me Leeds was massive in comparison, but the campus, it's yeah. like another city. Like, you have like cars that can drive around, like
it's so nice, because it feels like a student city, and that's something that I was also really looking forward to. Because in France we don't really have these like massive campuses.
No,
and in the UK it's not always the case. So for example, in London the campuses are smaller, or sometimes they're just one building, and so that's why I really like Leeds, because it was a massive campus, as you're saying. And that's only something that you kind of... Well, I guess obviously you know before, but if you get to see it in person, have a different effect.
Yeah, it was definitely different from like what I saw online. Of course, like people were talking about it, but like seeing it in like in person is definitely something different. Once you start your open day, one of our advices would be just start planning your day and your week. If you're, for example, traveling for a single day or for an entire week, maybe it'd be great to kind of plan everything. But the university in general, if you're doing an open day, it's over a day. It's not like over a week.
So an open day is over a day. But I think what I meant in like a week, because we were discussing this before, is that I think sometimes open days happen like during 1 week, for example, because it's like during your holiday week at different universities, and they'll try to make sure that it's not on the same day. So for example, I'm giving random examples, but imagine you have Manchester, Leeds and Sheffield as your choices. Well, Manchester might have an open day on Monday, Leeds on Tuesday, Sheffield on Wednesday. And so it means that you can, as an international student, it's really good, because you can travel for that week or for those 3 days, and you'll be able to visit three universities in 3 days, which is very efficient. And it's really important to plan that that, definitely look in advance, because there's no point of traveling in to go to one open day, going back and realizing you could have gone for another one.
Yeah, I completely agree with that one. Like, and it's really great what you said, because obviously as an international student, flight tickets can get really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Because basically I auditioned, for me it was in between media and comm degree and drama schools, and I had to audition and come at different times, so I had to take like 3 different plane tickets, and it gets really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely agree, like, check this out.
Yeah, and then in terms of like the actual day when you're at an open day, there's so many events, from like Q&A sessions to campus tours to like specific talks on like the course you want to take, that it's really important to like check the itinerary, choose what you want to attend as well, because you won't be able to do everything, and I'm sure there's things that you really want to prioritize, so definitely prioritize those. There's probably going to be loads of information online beforehand, so take a look at it, plan your day, select what you want to do. It's fine if you don't do everything.
Yeah. You mentioned as well, I don't know if we should mention it later, but like this thing where you can actually be immersed in a student's life.
Oh yeah, that yeah. We were having that discussion so nice. the other day. Yeah. So I actually did that, but not for university in the UK. But I do have a friend who did. So I know it is possible in the UK, where you become a student for a day or a student for a week, which is so cool.
It's so cool.
And you get to
the real experience.
Yeah. And you get to be like in a lecture theatre with students from that course, and so you can get a lecture to know like, you know, what the course content's going to be like, and also just get a feel for like the education, like how it's taught to you, because obviously you don't do lectures or seminars before when you're at high school, so it's a new experience, and to be able to get a preview of that is amazing.
Definitely, yeah, because I had no clue what was happening to me first year of uni, so this would have helped.
Yeah, but I don't think that's open day though. I think it might be something else. Oh, yeah. So,
but you can get the experience. Yeah,
you definitely get the experience. Day, yeah. So I think when you look it up online, maybe type something else in open day. I'm not too sure. And then something else when you go to open days is to speak to people.
Yeah.
So there are so many people that are going to be on campus. Usually they have like a big t-shirt. A lot of them are student ambassadors.
It changes according to university. And we're talking about that because I'm a student ambassador at UAL. And someone was unsatisfied by the t-shirts. And one of the guy was saying about like discussing other universities' t-shirts. And sometimes they could get really ugly. And sometimes like...
Is yours pretty, the UAL one?
It's quite basic. It's white and black and white. I kind of like it because it's like very basic. There is this big interrogation point.
It makes it very obvious.
You're
there to answer questions. As we just said, honestly, there's going to be people all around, so like please ask questions. A lot of them are going to be students rather than like people working there, which is really great because they'll be able to like actually share their experience of, you know, being students, because you'll be in their like in their spot like in a year's time or so. So it's really great. So definitely don't be shy. Ask questions. If you're too shy, get your parents to ask questions.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember I kind of did that, I think, at the start. At the start of the day, I'd get my parents to ask because I'd be a bit shy. And then when I started getting more confident, I'd ask them questions as well.
And also you might bump into someone doing the same course that you're doing. That happened because I was doing this open day at UAL as a student ambassador. So I wasn't actually going to the open day myself to discover it by the university. But someone came up to me and told me that she was studying PR. And I was like, oh, and she actually asked me tons of questions about the course. And it was so nice to her because I'm studying PR. So she could actually get so much more very specific information from the course she applied to. So definitely talk to student ambassadors. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, that's really great. And the same thing happened kind of for me when I went to Leeds, because the girl that was giving us a campus tour did communication and media, and so I was able to ask her loads of questions.
That's so nice.
Ideal, honestly.
Of course that's more focused on the city, so we mentioned kind of planning your day, university organizing tons of stuff, speaking to people, but there is also what you're doing on your own, especially if you're traveling for a week. I feel that you have way more time, and it's visiting the city is quite important. I feel that it depends upon, like, some people just don't value or it's not as much as important as other people. For me, I'm very much a city person. Like, I like to be comfortable not only at university but also the city I'm living and the University of Leeds, for example, or London, or even London in general. I really liked the city, so I think that's really important, because it's about your nightlife. It's about the nice restaurants you're going to go to, the parks you're going to go to, just tons of stuff. Like, how far is it from the university? Yeah. I think that's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we've touched upon it, in the podcast. So yeah. Like, in the episode. But yeah, as Laura said, it really gives you an idea of, like, what the city has to offer. And also kind of where campus is located compared to the city. If it's quite close, like Leeds was, it's really easy to get in and out. So I remember visiting campus and then just walking straight into town and having, I think, lunch or dinner there, which was very nice.
That's actually cool that you mentioned close, because on the, we have a list of like bullet points, and our next topic is the accommodation. So we were talking about distances. My accommodation was so far away first year of uni. It was about an hour away. That's crazy.
An hour.
It was 45 minutes by walk to an hour, because I was actually talking to someone who was going to this accommodation first year of uni, and she mentioned an hour. So depending how slow you are walking.
Yeah. It was uphill, so it could have been an hour.
It was uphill. Exactly. So, and that's the only reason I was assigned this accommodation, which happened to be an amazing experience. The only thing was the distance. It was because I applied late. So yeah. When you do your open days, make sure you just visit some accommodation if you have the time, of course, because it kind of gives you an idea, and then you can go straight into the application for accommodations right after you did your open day, or not. Sometimes you just not fit for living with other people. Yeah. That's
Depends. But also, some accommodations have studios, so would mean you can live on your own. But yeah, accommodations, I feel like, are so important, because accommodations are the first place you're going to live in after leaving home. So it's like, you know, you're becoming independent, and you want somewhere homey, because you've been living at home for so long. And especially if you're international, you're in a different country, you want a place where you feel comfortable, you feel at home, and all that kind of stuff. And I think being able to visit the accommodation is really great. And I didn't get to do that for all campuses, like for all universities, but I did for some. That's and it really helped. And honestly, I felt like, as I said before, Leeds I felt had like some of the most modern accommodation, and also quite spacious, which I thought was quite important.
Yes.
Because some other ones were quite small, and I felt like I wanted to have a bigger like living area, because it was my first time like living away from home, and that's what I felt was like more homey.
Yeah, and also it's something that I wanted, like to have more space, because sometimes student rooms can get really tiny, like for an expensive amount of money.
Definitely. And what's really cool is that, they just let you walk in, and they not only do they let you see like the common areas, but sometimes, or like a lot of the times, they'll have like some people that volunteer to let you in their room, and so you can literally see what a bedroom looks like.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because you can, you know, picture yourself there.
Exactly.
And as you said, like, you'll be able to know quickly, especially if you visit multiple accommodations, you can be like, okay, this one was my favorite, I'm gonna put that one as my first choice, this one can be my second choice, and that way you can apply early and not end up like Laura.
Not like me.
A 45 minute walk away from university, which doesn't sound like a lot if you're from London, but if you're in Leeds, like, that is a long
no one
commute.
Was going like around my accommodation. It was crazy.
I mean, I was like a 15 minute walk, so like that, and that was like the normal amount, I feel like, so that shows.
But don't hesitate to check out one of our episodes. It's all about living with flatmates or with living alone. I think that could be another option if you're really interested about the topic. So that could be
definitely. And then finally, just something that we wanted to touch up on is just have fun. So there's going to be so many like fun activities planned around campus, and I feel like the university really wants to make it a fun experience, because they want you as a student to come to their university. So like, just get involved in like as many things as you want to, and just explore.
Take it easy, don't be stressed asking questions. Like, people are here to help, especially student ambassadors. They're more than happy and they're trained for that. So enjoy yourself, honestly, as you said, that's so important.
Literally,
take it easy.
I mean, as like student ambassadors, like, we chose to like take on the job because we love answering questions, we love talking about the university, and we want people to come see us and ask us questions. So like, they're there to answer all your questions, so just go ask them. And
I agree.
And then, a last thing that I wanted to say is, don't go to an open day. So this might seem to counter everything we've said so far, But what I mean is that if you don't want to travel, or if you can't travel because you don't have the time, or it's too far from home, because obviously as international students, I know it can be like a lot of money, time and effort, just go visit the university at another time that isn't an open day, because that is a possibility.
Definitely. I don't think that it's a problem if you can't go to an open day. As I said, my first university happened to be my one of the best experiences I ever had, and I didn't visit the uni, but also the city itself. So it's not a big issue. But if you have the possibility, go for an open day, because you can have this love at the first sight that can kind of be very revealing.
Yeah, and I mean, same here. Like, whilst I did visit all the universities, half of them, it wasn't on an open day, and they still have so many options for you. So when you visit, you can usually like book a campus tour with like an individual student ambassador, and you still get, you know, kind of that open day experience, but just on a regular day, which is really great because you can fit it to your schedule. And I even think that you get more for like an authentic feel of what student life is like, because you're literally seeing what the everyday looks like. Because I know open days, they'll obviously kind of maybe exaggerate, have more stuff going on. Definitely. And it's not like that every day.
Definitely, yeah. Especially student ambassador, they're never going to be here to like give you a negative picture of the university. That's not what they train for. So yes, I think this could be a really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it could even be like better than going to an open day. So honestly, I don't think it's an issue at all. So yeah, if you can't go an open day, don't go another day.
I agree, that rhymes.
Really?
It can. Another day, open day. Oh, yeah, it rhymes.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, that's it from us. We hope you enjoyed this kind of overview on open days. Obviously, if you have any questions, once again, please message us on Instagram at ISV Podcast, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye.